Hi, thank you for joining me today. My name is John New. This is John 2028 Apologetics and Lion and Lamb Podcast. And if you have children around, don't play this podcast around them. And if you can't handle some righteous anger, then you're part of the problem. So, if you hear some noises, I'm sitting in a parking lot in my car. I just got to get this. I was going to do a podcast about the resurrection tonight, because most Christians, Catholics and Protestants, they celebrate Easter tomorrow. I know Orthodox celebrate in about a month. But tomorrow is a holiday for the vast majority of American Christians. And President Joe Biden just made an announcement. Today, we send a message to all transgender Americans. You are loved, you are heard, you are understood, you belong, you are America. In my entire administration, I have your back. Now, therefore, in capital letters, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, to hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024, that's tomorrow, as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work towards eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. Well, here's the thing. So Paul uses a Greek word. It's only used a few times. It's called skubalon. It means shit. And Paul uses it whenever he's talking about our works, how our works are shit. Joe Biden's skubalon. He's shit. Okay? He's a piece of shit. He has no class. And I've made podcasts about America in the past. And every time I make one, talking about how we're going to be judged, people downstar my podcast channel. Because I'm talking smack about America. I've tried to tell you it's a distinction between the citizens, us, and the government. When I criticize America, I'm criticizing the government, not the people, not the culture. I really don't care. It's just the truth. And it's weak Christians, sissified, weak, pathetic, sit back and let the world and let our country just roll in degeneracy and not have any backbone, because you think that's what Jesus would do. Jesus mentions hell more. I think it's 49 times. He mentions hell more than he does heaven. Okay? It's always repent. Repent. Sin no more. Sin no more. You have the ability to have discernment. You judge a tree by its fruit. Doesn't mean you accept everyone's lifestyle. And because Christians have sat back and had no backbone and let transgenderism, homosexuality, and all these other things roll over on us over and over, because you think it's the Christ thing to do, when Jesus chased people out of the temple with a whip, flipped tables, you don't think God gets angry? Of course he does. It's righteous anger. Read the Old Testament. Read Jesus in the New Testament. The line of Judah's coming back. Do you think he's going to be coming down with lollipops and butterflies? Joe Biden's a scumbag. And I've told you before, you cannot be a Christian and be a Democrat. You cannot. And the verdict's out on Republican as well. They're probably almost just as bad. Our whole government's corrupt. That's my point. But the Democrat Party and this president is mocking the resurrection. Do you understand? He says the day of the Lord on this day. If you can't understand this, you got no backbone. Being a Christian doesn't mean you let everyone run you over. You proclaim, you stand up, Stop being a spineless sissy. Call a spade a spade. This administration, if he's so old and decrepit and he doesn't know what's going on, he thinks he's on planet Pluto, okay. Maybe so. Maybe that's the case. Maybe he's in Pluto in his brain and he doesn't know what's going on, and people behind are just pulling strings and they're making these calls, and they're just using him as a symbol of their degeneracy and their Satanism and their pedophilia and all this stuff that they're pushing. This is evil, satanic stuff. If someone walked up to you and cursed about your mother or your family members, called your mother a whore, something like that, would you be okay with that? They're mocking our risen God. Do you understand? I guarantee you, he wouldn't be doing this on Ramadan with any type of Muslim holiday. It's because we have no backbone. So let's stand up and call it out. Stop being soft. Be a man and call degeneracy out when you see it. One of the most abused Bible stories is about when Jesus says, "Judge not," and with the woman with the Pick-a-Pay adultery, the adulterous woman. Okay, this is so simple. Read the whole story. Jesus is making a claim to his deity. Because he judges the woman. Only God can judge. And then he judges. He's making a claim. The story is him showing the people he is the judge, jury, and executioner. He is God in the flesh. The Messiah who's came. The Son of God. The eternal Son of the Father. Who's prophesied about in Isaiah. And Jeremiah. And the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament who walks in the garden, who wrestles with Jacob, who gives, judges and meets Samson's parents and walks with Abraham and is at the altar and all this other stuff. That's a theophany. That's Jesus in the Old Testament as angel of the Lord. Angel just means messenger. This ain't no Jehovah's Witness blasphemous crap. Talking about the angel of the Lord, the messenger of God. That's what this is about. This story isn't about how we can just sit back and let the world roll over on us because it's the Christ thing to do. That is exegesis from the world. That's not what the church teaches. That's not what the early church fathers taught about this story. Nobody taught this besides this sissified version of Christianity that it pops its head up about 60 years ago in the West. The story is about Jesus telling her to sin no more. He tells her about the severity of sex outside of marriage. And then he proves his deity and shows the people his deity. That's what it's about. It's about showing Jesus's role. He is God in the flesh. So for the record, Biden is scoobalon. He's a piece of shit. This whole administration's a piece of shit. If he's an old man, don't know what's going on, he's on Pluto, then the people pulling the strings are scoobalon. And America will be judged for this. Be prepared. America will be judged for this. Christ is risen. Christ is king. Happy Pascha. Happy Resurrection Day. Happy Passover. Ain't nothing you can do about it, Biden, or your puppets, or any of you degenerate, satanic, worshiping, Hollywood-loving, government suit-having folks. You're scoobalon. You ain't got nothing on the line of Judah. You better repent. I pray you repent. But you ain't got nothing. Jesus is king.